So, Parshat Tzav, interestingly, tells us, Zot Torah Ta'olah. And then right after it says the word Zot Torah Ta'olah, it teaches us the laws of Trumat Adeshen, the removal of the ash from the Mizbeach, and it teaches us the laws of the Atzei Meracha Ish Al Mizbeach Tukadbo, about having the wood and the flame and fire still going on the Mizbeach. And the truth is that we learned most of the laws of Ola already last week in Parshat Vayikra. So, why is it telling us Zo Torah Ta'ola and then telling us about Trumat Adeshen? Every morning you go in and you remove the ash that has accumulated on the Mizbeach. And to understand that, so the Bar Yosef quotes an interesting Midrash Tanchuma, that Hashem says, you know, I have Malachim, I have Michal, I have all sorts of other Malachim. If I needed a Korban, if I wanted a Korban, I could ask one of them to do it for me. What do I need you and your Korbanos? That's what the Midrash says. And you know who else made this mistake? Bilam famously made this mistake, because what did Bilam say? So the Midrash here tells us that Bilam said, you know, let's count up how many korbanos Avram gave, and Yitzchak gave, and Yaakov gave. We'll do a nice little Bar Ilan search, or the Concordancia. We'll check it out. Every time Avram built a Mizbeach, and brought a korban, and I'll add it up, and Yitzchak and Yaakov add them all up, and I'm going to bring that many myself. And that's why, and if you add it up, the Midrash does this count, and that's why it said at first he put up seven here and seven there. It goes through the count. Why? Because Bilam is saying, you know why Hashem loves Klal Yisrael so much? Because Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov fed Hashem. Gave them the korbanos, and he was so pleased by it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be even better than all those others. And therefore, now that I'm better, he's going to like me more. And Am Yisrael less. And therefore, when I try to curse Am Yisrael, I'll be successful, and Balak will make me rich, and we know the rest of the story, that he was not successful, of course. But why was it? What was the fundamental mistake? The fundamental mistake was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need our korbanos. He didn't need Avram's korbanos. He didn't need any of our korbanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. He does not need us. He's not hungry. He's not an avodah zara, and you have to please him, and you have to feed the gods, and if not, the gods will be angry. It's not how it works, and he's not a human being who gets hungry and has mood shifts like that. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of korbanot as a way for us to please him. But not that he needs it. It's all for us. This is a way for us to cling to and connect to and serve Hashem. And therefore, says the Bar Yosef, that's what Zot Torah Ta'ola is. What's the Ola? What kind of korban? What happens to it? It's the one that gets completely burnt. It's not the one you eat. It's the one that's completely goes to Hashem. And do you know what is told Zot Torah Ta'ola? Trumat Hadeshen. That you go there and you take a shovel and you lift out all the ashes from the Mizbeach and you remove them and you dump them elsewhere. If I had even the slightest havana that I am feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this avodah is my way of serving him and feeding him, so then I understand if we would talk about the korban, I might have that thought. But Zot Torah Ta'olah, what is it doing? In what way am I helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm dumping ash off the Mizbeach? I'm not helping him at all. How does that happen? Oh, I'm so hungry. And then I go dump some ash. Now you're full? That would be absurd. And so you wouldn't have such a thought. And that's the point, says the Bar Yosef. Zot Torah Ta'olah, don't think that what you're doing is in any way to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Midrash, I have enough malachim. Any help I need, on the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs anything, any help that he wants and wants anything, I have it, I'm set. I don't need you to do that. And therefore, we're telling you this is an avodah. There's an avodah, and it's the first avodah we do each day, says the Bar Yosef. meaning citing the sources, he's not coming up with this. But it's the first avodah do we do each day. Why? Because maybe you'll say, okay, you have the korban tamid shel shachar, that's breakfast. Korban tamid shel ben arba'im, that's lunch. In other words, before you do any other korbanos of the whole day, do this avodah. This is avodah. This is serving Hashem, and there's no way you can even have the passing thought that this is helping Hashem in any way. And therefore, this is how you start the day's avodah in the Mikdash. And that will get rid of that thought, that idea from you. It's all us in our ratzon, lasot ratzon avinu shebashamayim kasher tzivanu. Hashem gave us the tzivoy so that we can do it. And by doing it, we will be fulfilling His will, and that'll be good for us. But He did it only for us. As in, He made it His will to have things that we can do to satisfy His will. But He doesn't need us at all to do anything for Him. He never gets hungry and never gets satiated by us burning an animal on a mizbeach for Him. And we shouldn't even have that passing thought. And the proof is that the Zot Torah Ha'olah, this is the whole Torah, okay, of an Olah. What's the whole Torah of an Olah? What's the whole idea behind it? Start with the Truma. There's no way that's helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because none of it helps HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all only to help us. And we have to remember that for every mitzvah, certainly for the Karbanot and these Karbanot, but the mitzvah. Our whole goal is Laso Ritzon Avinu Kemosh Tzivanu. We want to do His Ratzon as He commanded us to do. And all of that is for us. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Zachar Yisrael. He wanted to give us the schus. He wanted to give us the reward. And therefore, He gave us all those mitzvah that we could do. He gave us all those Torah mitzvah so that we can do His Ratzon, because that's for us, not because He needs us. And that's a fundamental misunderstanding. Certainly all of the Avodah Zarah throughout the generations had that misunderstanding. And that's what the Bar Yosef says, Zot Torah Tolah, we already knew how to do Olah. And now you're telling Torah Tolah, and anyway, you're telling us Zot Torah Tolah, and then you go and tell me about Trumat Hadeshen. Where's the instructions about the Olah? That's exactly the point. This isn't about feeding the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is about doing His Ratzon, and that's the Ikar of this mitzvah and all the mitzvah, of course.